A.J. Jacobs got sick on a tropical vacation, and his wife looked at him in his hospital bed and said, "I don't want to be a widow at 45." Mr. Jacobs was 41 with what he calls a python that swallowed a goat body. He had tropical pneumonia. He wasn't notably unhealthy, but he'd begun to feel some of the vulnerabilities of age. He vowed to make himself healthier so that he could be around and vital for his wife and three sons. A.J. Jacobs, who once read the entire encyclopedia to try to get smart, decided to try to get healthy in 2 years, or perish writing about it. His new book, Drop Dead Healthy. A.J. Jacobs, who's the editor-at-large of Esquire magazine and appears on this program with occasional nuggets of unimportant information, joins us from New York. A.J., thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What are some of the diets you used to get there? I mean, you tried almost everything.
I did. I tried dozens of diets. So I tried the paleo diet, and which is the caveman diet, lots of meat. I tried the raw food vegan diet, and I tried the calorie restriction diet, which is the idea is that if you eat very, very little, if you're on the verge of starvation, you will live a very long time, whether or not you want to, of course, is the idea. And chewing, that's a good way to stop eating as much. There's a very passionate pro-chewing movement on the internet called Chewdeism. And they made that up, not me. So don't blame me for
Good yontif to everybody who professes Chewdism out there this week. We know it's a holy week.
That's right. Chew your matzah.
Yeah.
But they say that we should be chewing 50 to 100 times per mouthful, which is insane. I tried that. It takes like a day and a half to eat a sandwich. But their basic idea is right. If you chew, you'll eat slower and you will get more nutrients.
You had to be literally dragged into a gym. This is
That's
something
true.
your wife believed in, but you didn't.
Yes, I am not a fan of the gym. I actually prefer what I call contextual exercise, trying to fit exercise into every nook and cranny of my life. So, climbing the stairs or running errands. I literally run errands. So I'll run to the drugstore, buy a toothpaste, and then run home.
A parenthetical about your exercise regimen, the one you fell into. I learned the most shocking thing reading your book about those before and after pictures you can see in gyms, in advertisements for gyms.
Oh, yes. Don't believe those necessarily. I mean, one of my favorite tricks that they do is they'll go into a gym and find the guy who's in the best shape, the most shredded body, and then they'll pay him $5,000 to $10,000 to get fat, and then they'll reverse the photos. It's genius.
You tried a number of exercise regimens and routines. I think the one we want to talk about here on a Saturday morning with a family program is pole dancing.
Of course. I did take a pole dancing class, yes, and I'm a trained journalist, so I did notice that I was the only man and among about 50 to 75 women. So, if you are a single man, then this might be something you might want to look into.
What does it do aerobically?
It does.
I guess if you're the only man in the class, it steps up your heart rate.
It's hard to hold on to that pole. You build up some upper body strength.
What are some of the things that you tried that you have no use for?
Well, I would say that colonics and juice cleanses are not going to be a big part of my life. There's really scant scientific evidence to support those, and I did not find them pleasant. So I was pretty happy to find the science.
They don't improve on what nature does, right?
That's right. You don't really need them. One thing that I definitely will be continuing, probably the biggest change in my life, is that I have divorced myself from the sedentary life, which is hard because I loved sitting down. I was very good at sitting, but I've just read so much research about how horrible sitting is for you. It's really bad. It's like Paula Deen glazed bacon donut bad. So I now move around as much as possible, and I wrote this book on a treadmill.
Right,
So
you got the treadmill standing desk that
exactly.
used to only exist in the Jetsons.
That's it. I'm living in the future. And it took me about 1,200 miles to write the book.
A.J. Jacobs, his new book, Drop Dead Healthy. A.J., good health to you.
Good health to you, Scott.